We are so very, very lucky to be joined now live from Los Angeles by the man himself, Matthew Riley, joins us on the line. Mate, thank you so much for making the time. Seriously, what an honor.
Hey, thanks for having me, Nelson. Yeah, it's getting dark here in LA. It's nearly 6 p.m.
Oh, wow. Yes. How long have you been living in the States for?
Nearly over 10 years now.
Wow.
Over 10 years.
Yeah.
And it was to push for a bit more movie stuff. And so I was looking at the Zoom link here. I've got my movie posters behind me for my movie Interceptor.
Oh, okay. Yes, fantastic. Is that out now, Interceptor?
Yeah, it lives on Netflix.
Yeah, on the Flix?
It came out on Netflix a couple of years ago and was number one in 91 countries. And half of Netflix around the world watched my movie. So
wow,
it was a wonderful experience. I wrote and directed that one. So
yeah,
in addition to doing the books, I now do some movie stuff.
How do you find working on a film compared to writing novels?
You know, writing a novel, you are, it's just you. It's karma. When you're directing a movie, you're the guy in charge. So it's kind of nice because you tell people what to do and they kind of have to do it.
Yeah.
it's great. It's collaborative. You know, with a book, you get to do it yourself. With a movie, you get to work with really fun, brilliant people. And I found as a director, if I just let them do what they wanted, it was usually pretty awesome.
Wow. Do you think you could write a screenplay and not direct it, or do you like having that overall control of the vision of the film?
Yeah, I could do a screenplay and not direct it, but when you write it, you see it. And so, yeah, when I write a screenplay, I write it thinking that I will direct it. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Tell us about this new novel, Sam Speedman, the Detective.
Yeah.
What inspired you to get into that sort of genre?
It's fantastic. It's a big mystery. It's women have been going missing for 150 years, and Sam is this detective out of Houston, Texas, and he's on the autism spectrum. So he's the sweetest, nicest, most ingenuous young man you've ever met. He's basically a little geek with his big buddy Holly glasses, and he's going to uncover just the most heinous conspiracy. And so the premise behind it was to imagine the nicest, most honest detective in the world who's just going to uncover just a horrible, horrible conspiracy in the American South.
Wow. I love that, because normally the image that comes to mind when I think of a detective is this jaded, whiskey-drinking, cigarette-smoking guy hanging around a bar. What made you want to go down the direction you did with that character?
Well, and you know, that's exactly it. And there are other detectives in this, and the gag of the story is that not only for 150 years have women been going missing, but the detectives who've gone in search of them have also gone missing. And so Sam, all the hard-bitten, cigarette-smoking, whiskey-swigging detectives have all failed.
Right.
And here's this geeky guy who might just be the one who figures it out. And that's why I called it The Detective. It's about him. It's about him. And everyone who's read the book so far has fallen in love with him. He has lunch every day at 12 noon at the local Hooters restaurant because he just likes the food. And the waitresses are nice to him. And they know he likes his food in a certain order. And he doesn't view the waitresses
right
in any sort of sexual way. He just likes the food.
What's his reaction when people question his intentions to going to Hooters for lunch?
He doesn't understand.
Oh, wow.
As far as he's concerned, it's a nice restaurant with reliable food, and the service is very, very nice.
Yeah.
He understands on a certain level why the waitresses wear, you know, skimpy clothing, but it doesn't affect him. And this just makes him a guy when confronted with more horrific and scary details, he just accepts it. He goes, okay, well, this horrible thing happened. Why? I'm going to go and figure it out. And because he is the way he is, he can go and research in a deep, dark 150-year-old library, you know, for weeks and get to the bottom of things. He's great. I love it.
Oh, that's fantastic. And what was inspiration for setting it in the, you know, the deep South? Is there something in the temperament of the Southerner or the location itself that inspired you?
You know, I've lived in the States, as we said earlier, for 10 years. And believe it or not, but some of the issues from the Civil War are still talked about in the American South.
Wow.
One of the issues are they have statues in town squares, which are put up to Confederate generals. And some people want them taken down, and the people who put them up don't want to take them down.
Wow.
There is still some pretty hot-blooded debate going on in the American South, which has been going on since the Civil War.
Wow.
Gee. Yeah. It's very, very current, and it makes for a really sort of electric and eerie setting for the book. Texas and Louisiana are, I went down there to research the book, across Louisiana. There are swamps, there are gators. It's a very poor state. It makes for a really electric setting for a detective thriller.
Wow. That is exciting. Do you see the potential for this to potentially become a feature film at some point or a series?
You know, I hope so. Even living here in LA, though, I have seen Disney, Warner Brothers, Fox, Sony, all option my books in the past, and none of the books got made. Only Interceptor got made, and that was an original screenplay. So fingers crossed. I know a really good director and producer who might like this one, so I might slip them an early copy.
Oh, fantastic. You're going to be in Sydney for a couple of weeks for some book signings and a special In Conversation event with Cassie Harmer.
Yeah, I'm flying in next week. I fly in on Thursday morning. I'll be at Big W Miranda, Westfield Miranda Fair, Thursday night, 6 p.m. Saturday, I'll be in Penrith at the Westfield there in the middle of the day. We do those at lunchtime on Saturdays. And the Q&A is at the Darling Quarter Theatre. That's October 29, so that's 2 weeks away. And that's one where not only will I sign books, but I'll do a talk and a Q&A. And like talking here, I'll get in behind the scenes of the detective. And people often like to ask about the last book, Mr. Einstein's Secretary. So that'll be October, Wednesday the 29th. At 6 p.m. in Darling Harbour.
Fantastic. And it just so happens that The Detective comes out on the 21st of October. That's Back to the Future Day, and you famously own a DeLorean.
I do.
Are you going to be time-travelling at some point, given the opportunity?
You know, I do that. When I come back to Australia, I do a little bit of time travel when I've got the D there. I got my D. God, I got it back. Must have been 04.
Mm.
And I bought it left-hand drive.
Wow.
And I converted it to right-hand drive for Australian driving. And then, of course, I moved to the States. So my buddy who lives in Canberra drives around in my DeLorean. he goes to the supermarket, goes to Woolworths in the DeLorean. And so I hopefully he'll bring it up to Sydney when I'm there and I'll get to see my car. I can't bring myself to sell it. It's too beautiful.
Oh, don't sell it. Don't sell it. That'd be foolish. You got to keep.
It's the funnest car ever. It's the funnest car ever.
Oh, mate. Thank you so much for making the time to chat with us this morning. We really, really appreciate it. A lot of people on the team here love your book, so thank you so much.
I think they'll dig this one. This one's a new level of speed. They'll dig it.
Oh, we're so excited. Matthew Riley there talking about his upcoming book, The Detective, out October 21st. You can also find the details of all of Matthew Riley's upcoming appearances in Sydney on our website.